Jessica Mack's head hit the windshield, killing her instantly. Her spirit, detaching from her body, hovered above it for a short time before rising higher and higher above the cliff. High enough to see the driver of the 18-wheeler park his big rig on the shoulder of the highway and jump down from the cab, his yellow slicker a neon point of color in the night, as he ran to the twisted guardrail and yelled down that help was coming. The Camry had come to rest at the bottom of the steep canyon, a smoky plume drifting in defiance of the torrential rain over what was left of the engine compartment. The passenger side windshield, where Jessica's head had connected, was reduced to a spiderweb of glass mesh. Through the moonless night, her eyes found her husband, full of alcohol and road rage, struggling up the steep cliff, clinging to the manzanita and scrub brush. Greg had been thrown clear when they hit the semi, and the Camry went airborne, rolling over and over down the hillside. Why wasn't he checking on her and Justin? As her son's name entered her thoughts, a tunnel of brilliant white light opened in the heavens. His spirit, luminous in the darkness, left the small body still strapped into its safety seat, 10 yards from the car, and began to ascend. She tried to call out to him, "Wait for me!" But like a dreamer whose voice fails to produce sound in the dream, her vocal cords were as unresponsive as the physical body she had left behind. The tunnel grew and expanded, accepted her little boy into it, leaving his mother with a last glimpse of a radiant face, beaming with joy. As he disappeared from her sight, Jessica became aware of a shimmering presence, a majestic being beside her, dressed in pure white robes and bathed in golden light as bright as the sun. Its features were indistinct, but she experienced it as masculine. "Are you an angel? Am I dead?" As if her questions amused him, she felt the being smile with great tenderness. He touched her with his mind and knew her completely, without reservation. There were no spoken words. He impressed his thoughts upon her. "You must go back." "But I don't want to. My baby is too young. He needs me." "He will never leave you. At the proper time, you will be together again." She wanted to resist, to argue and insist that no one could care for her son the way she could. But within the deepest reaches of her soul, she knew that the being spoke the truth, that her son would be protected and cherished, even though she was not there with him. And so, for Justin's sake, she made the most difficult decision of her 32 years. She let her child go on without her. In that moment, she felt herself enfolded in unconditional love, more profound than anything she could have imagined. Glorious, incredible music entered her, permeating her very being. She was the music. She was the energy of every living thing, animals, plants, the elements. There was nothing she wanted more than to stay here, safe and infinitely cared for, forever. Suddenly, with the shock of cresting the tallest roller coaster on Earth and rocketing down the other side with a whoosh, she was back in her body. A body racked with searing pain, a heart broken by the unspeakable loss of her son, and the utter wretchedness of being separated from the light. The whispers, quiet but incessant, started soon after Jessica awoke from a 2-week coma. For 5 years, she had kept them at bay. Now, the whispers refused to be silenced any longer.